defining a person who's a Eretz Yishkada. Now the Mishnah goes into the actual garment. Lari Nikmat. L'shali Shevei V'Yardin, L'shali Shevei Kinnan, Shnemer, L'shali Shearim Titnu Mehe V'Yardin, L'shali Shearim Titnu Mehe V'Kinnan. Actually, Nikru, L'shali Shevei Tzrova, L'shali Shevei V'Yardin, Kim Kofay, Shnemer, Shesh Ari Nikmat Yenu, Achim Sheshtan, Kofay Kacha. You have altogether how many cities? So how many cities could you run to? So really you could run to 48 cities, right? Gemara will say that all the Ari Levim are Masel. But these six are somehow more important. They're mentioned especially in the Pasuk. Gemara will say the only difference between these six and the other 42 cities of Levim, the Gemara says in Yonah Medalis, is that these six are called as Shalai Midas or Shalai Midas, whether a person went in knowing his name of blood or not. But really, it's 48 cities, so it's a mistake when people say, Kiyibu, there are six Ari Nikwad, it's not totally accurate.
These six are of the
48. Levim had a total of 48 cities that were all spelled out in Yeshua, Sefer Yeshua, the whole parak of Yeshua lists the 48 cities. And there are 48 cities that are masses. A very small difference in these six and the other 42. And hopefully we'll get to that in the Gemara. Mishnah says, "Mechadis lehendurachim yizluzu shneim etachim chayderek b'shilasha." Meisel shnei talmid chachamim. This we have to explain. Meisel shnei talmid chachamim shema yagenu b'derek. Yidavre. What's going on here with this talmid chachamim? They talk to him. What are they talking for? Why, what is Tamid Chacham do? Which derech are we talking about? Mm-hmm. Most of the Shnei Tamid Chacham Shirem again of the derech. Which derech? Going from where to where? Mm-hmm. From where? But he makes two trips. He goes from where he killed to the Ir Miklat, from the Ir Miklat to Bezdin, and then back to Bezdin to the back to the Ir Miklat. Okay, so I have to see what this refers to. This Most of the Shnei Tamid Chacham on which one of those trips? We'll get to it in a minute. Remei Aimer, who made that? I asked for it. Let him talk for himself. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Aimer, even though it says Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Aimer, it's not a machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, B'tchila, Echad Shegei Vecha Meizid, Magdim Ulari Nikwa. Ubeg Mishalchin, Umeidi Anoisei Mishab. Mishnah Nishchayev Nisa Bebez Nehagu. Shmoy Nishchayev Nisa Pashru. She's kind of goalless, not zero, not seven. Kind of shame, and she was a haidah, even close. Okay, so to understand, we have to start. My purpose is to get an explanation of Baisim on Shnei Tamid HaFamim. But it's not possible to start that until we first talk about the kayak of the Goyal Adam, what kayak the Goyal Adam has to kill. When I say what kayak, I mean what the explanation of the Torah is, when the Torah gives the Goyal Adam a shus. To kill. There are actually two ways of learning. I think there's tremendous nakaminas between the two ways of learning what the power of the Goyal Adam is. Now, I'm not talking according to Rabbi Yossi Aglivi holds mitzvah. Yossi Aglivi holds that the Torah gave a mitzvah to the Goyal Adam to kill him. Well, it's a mitzvah. There are Tayyar mitzvahs, and one, this is one of the mitzvahs. We don't pass him for Rabbi Yossi Aglivi. We pass him a shuz, which means this is an unusual thing. That there's a rishus to kill. Ever heard such a thing? Ever rishus to kill somebody? Is there any other place in the Torah? What? Kanon Paikin. It's the one other place where you have rishus to kill somebody. What? Good. The oldest one says it's a Paikin. Not to say the Torah really gave a person out there rishus, but look at it again, maybe. So a Malik is mitzvah. So there are two ways to learn in the Hesber of the Torah. One way to learn, probably the simple way, is that this is an Einish. It's not a unique Einish, but it's an Einish HaTorah. The Goyal Adam, call it a schus that the Goyal Adam has. The Goyal Adam has a schus that he has a right to kill the Rotzeach. The schus that he has, the Torah gave it to him. It's an Einish on the Mitzayach, and it's listed as Eilat Dam. And that's that. And this seems to be the position of the Rambam. Because the Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim, beginning of Perek Yud of Hilchos Malachim, the same Rambam we spoke about on Daf Pet, the Rambam says that if a Ben Noach kills B'shaygei, Rambam Shita, Ben Noach kills B'shaygei, he gets punished for that. No, he doesn't get punished. If Ben Noach kills B'shaygei, he gets no Einish. If Ben Noach does B'shaygei, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'shaygei, he gets no Einish. Chutz they hired B'shaygei. Except if he kills B'shaygei, that the guy on down could kill him. The Rambam seems to say this is an Einish. He says, Ben Noach, I'm doing an Aver B'shaygei, gets no punishment. Chutz from this. Not sure that this one is an Einish that Ben Noach gives him. Ben Noach gives him this Einish for killing. That's one way of learning. Maybe it's the Pashto way to learn. There's a second way to learn. Now, Sameach says that this parsha of killing, of a Gar Adam killing, Peretz says, V'haya ki yecham lobaba. If he gets all heated up, it's a din that the Peretz said that if the Gar Adam kills him, we understand he's an onus. The Gar Adam is considered to be an onus in killing the Retzayah. He's so upset at him that the Torah recognizes he's an onus. If he kills him, we don't blame him. We don't hold him responsible. Because tiyecham levavai. And therefore, that's why he killed. The Mitziv seems to learn the same way in his Pirush on Chumash. He says tiyecham levavai, Pasha Shaykhtim. He says tiyecham levavai, honestly. He must be, but he can't control himself. Sameach had a very nice tense. His language is very nice. Hashem is Baichei Levi Sufloyais. And he knows the Teva of a human being is that the lathe gets all heated up and can't control it. Basically, in one word, he's saying he's an honest. Yeah. That's a very interesting question. I don't know. You know, he is such a shy. Well, if he does it, we don't know why he did it. But they come to the SSH and says, I'm not really angry, but I have a chance to kill him. You know, I'd like to do it anyway. Now, Bez and Kim knows him on his time. But you're right, you could be being devil by maybe an afternoon. The SNF is a very nice raya. It says later, your SNF, he says it twice, not the Sutayah. It's Perek Beis Halacha Dalit. And again, in Perek Zion, both of them are very nice pieces. The second one is in Perek Zion, about the Ches. It says later that Gezayel Adam does not lead the Yer Miklat Afilu Yisrael Tzrichim Lai. The Mishnah Yeralam is there. Let's say Klai is about to go to war, and he's the most capable general. Afilu Yisrael Tzrichim Lai. He doesn't leave the earring. So what's Shvar on that? Shvar, if he's needed to run a war, should be because the fascists. Because the fascists is there for every mitzvah in the Torah. So what? Don't say, so let's tell the guy like, I mean, I'll kill him. Should be there for the Dine Galus. The fact that Klai Yisrael needs him, Yisrael treats him, like he's got to run the war. So why isn't it daicha? Because the pasha should be daicha. We should tell the Gaila God, you're not allowed to kill him. Because there's a... You're not allowed to kill him because there's a Pesach Nefesh to Ketzayra. Ah, so that's the man says, the Raya, that the part here is that it's an Einus. You can't pox him, you're not allowed to kill him. The Torah said, we understand that a person gets very upset or very angry and that he will kill him. If he's walking around free, he'll kill him. So the Meima, you can't say that the Pashas will be Daicha because he'll be so upset that if he will kill him, that'll be off the hook. He'll say I was angry. He'll talk and keep fighting. The explanation of that, what's the difference if it's an ayinus, he's angry, and what's the difference between our mikvah and that? The answer is that if a person is punished, so the reality is, doesn't get as angry. There's no yicham lababa. He's made to move to a different city and to live there, never to leave. So at a certain level of being in jail. So then he's pacified. He's in respect that he'll be paid, he'll be pacified. But if he's walking around like a free man, then get a well, it's a normal city, but still, you know, there are a lot of people in Chicago. The president told you you have to move to Chicago, you get very upset. You want to move to Chicago, you don't have to stay there. What? Greg Adam could go there, but it's expected that if he goes there, that he's not an excuse now, I was angry at that. But if he's punished, he's restricted to a city, that's enough, that should calm down the Greg Adam. Greg Adam gets much angrier if the murderer is walking in the street and he's punished. Chayra would be a nafkamina. This Shmuel Lizovsky, in a footnote, brings this down very bekitzer. Be a nafkamina. There's an interesting Ramah. Chayshe Mishpat Simin Tov Chaf Aleph Zif Yud Gimel. Halacha is, if you call someone a mamzer, you have to pay him to make vayishes. If you embarrass him in public, you call him a mamzer. So you have to pay the maid. Baishas, mamzer is not that supposed to be an example. If you call them an amaretz, or if you call them someone who comes late to davening every day, all these types of things, they seem all the same. If you call a name, in front of others, you have to pay the maid baishas. So the Ramah says, if Reuven hits Shimon, and Shimon calls him a mamzer in anger, his father, Shanema Yecham Lababa. Yeah? Shanema Yecham Lababa. What's going on here? What's Shanema Yecham Lababa? You learn the first way is the schluss. So you have a schluss that if someone hits you, you have a schluss, you're allowed to embarrass him? I think it depends and try to collect. If someone hits you, it's not a schluss. Not English, that you're allowed to embarrass him. Ramah seems clearly learned that Kiyechem Lababa is a Ptura. It's a Ptura that if someone hits you, you have a Ptura. A normal person gets angry, maybe a normal person hits back. You only call them a name. But if you call them a name, see a bunch of them paying bashes. So we see that the Ramah, the Chayva learned this has there, that the person has a din over rights. So this says in Shulman Zaski, the Chayra, I would add a few things that may be telling you this. Many people ask, already a couple of guys ask me, what's the din? The guy like Adam runs after the Reitzeach to kill him. Is the Reitzeach allowed to turn around and kill the guy like Adam? Habala Hargitha, Ashkenda Hargan. The Sufik of the Mishlo Melech. Mishlo Melech, right in the beginning of being Kalach, this is the Sufik. Is the Gael Adam comes to kill the Reitzeach? After the Reitzeach come out of God and kill the Gael Adam? Abba Hargathash gave a hard life. Does it make sense that it should be telling you this? Huh? I was followed very smoothly that it should be telling you this. If it's an idea, but this always Michal Shabbos. So Bezdin goes to give him schema. He pulls out a machine gun, he says, Abba Hargathash gave a hard life. So it's Pashin that he has no right to kill the people coming to kill him. He has an Einish, the Torah is the one that's Bala Balaharga. No? So it's time he's in Chal Shabbos. He'll say, I'll kill whoever tries to kill me. No such thing. If it's an Einish that the Torah has, so it's Pashit that you can't yet submit to the Einish and you can't kill the person coming to get you. However, it's not an Einish. Just the Torah understands that when you're so angry, he's going to kill you. If that's the case, so then it's Mistaver that he can defend himself. Not the etzem chayim misa. But then Mishnah Melech Claire, the fire should be telling him this. Maybe also, we mentioned, my wife is to tune in the Ktsais. If you need a psak bez in order to kill. Does the Gvel Adam need a Psak Bez Din in order to be allowed to kill the Mitzvah? Am I catching the following that should be telling you this? Isn't it very smooth? Do you need a Psak Bez Din in order to kill the Gvel Adam? But it's cast, he's an armless. It makes sense that you don't need a Psak Bez Din. Right? If it's the Pshat of the Yicham Lovavai, why is he the Psak Bez Din? You have to know for sure that it happened, but once he knows, once the Tzai said, you don't need a Psak Bez Din. That fits in very nicely if he gets angry. If you learn that it's an Einish, I would declare an Einish, so it's like every Einish, Malkus, Mamet, Misa, every Einish, you need a Psak Bez Din. Is it very glad that it's only, it's not even gefetched? I'm implying that sometimes I say things that are gefetched. But here, it's not even a pilpul. It's like a, it's just very simple. But how do you know? Before you took him, you have to know for sure he did. So let's say someone's sitting in yeshiva, and he hears a rumor that Reuben killed his relative. So he goes, he gets very angry at Reuben, he goes to kill him. And we find out the rumor wasn't true. So we'll say, all right, it was Penyicham Lubaba, that much he has to do, he has to at least hear from someone, that's just a rumor. Or the Psyche said, if you have to hear from the agent, that's not that much of that. Use an agent, you're right, use an agent. So it's like I said, the Rambam said, people who see a Ritzayah kill, are not allowed to kill the Ritzayah. They have to go to bed. The Psyche said, the Rambam is watching the people who see, not the Paradam who see. The Paradam sees, not the Nami. The Psyche told that you're allowed to go kill him. Why should you tell me these mountains? Is there any other place where for a currency could do it? Something. This Ramah. So it's you can call him a name. Ramah buys it up, you can't call him a name. He calls him a name. Kills him? No. Killing him is not a legitimate anger for someone pulling the chair and making it on the floor. It has to be, the Ramah said, if someone hits you, you can pull him a monster. It didn't say you could kill him. A certain level of anger that makes people kill, and a certain level of anger makes people mad. What? He hits him back. Someone hits you, you're allowed to hit him back. So the truth is that the rush above a comma says that you're allowed to hit him back in your project. There's a rush above a comma that says if someone hits you, he doesn't say you're allowed to hit him back. It says, if you hit him back, you're plundered. I remember there was once a mice in yeshiva, in high school, and someone hit someone. The other person hit him back and broke his glasses. So they had a shot, we wanted him to pay for the glasses. I remember what Rapan said, that he's plundered. The other person hit him first, and he hit him back. He's not allowed to hit him back and break his glasses. But if he hits him back, the rush, because I remember we were learning about the comment that year, and the Pom pulled out the rush and showed the rush. He showed the Rebbe the rush. The Rebbe came down to the Shiloh. He showed him the rush. I don't remember 100% that we passed him that way, but I guess you're probably saying it was my son to see the passing that way. Dakapanim, there is a level of thing in Hamabad. So we have two things that are totally three things. The Ramah is totally in that. The Mishmur Melech is totally in that. The Ksais and Tumim, the Chayrish and Vitali. There's another question. It's another subject of a Mishnah Mela, a different Mishnah Mela. If you have an Iboyad al Yishita in the Gemara, I think we'll end up taking it. Gemara ends up with a subject. Take it. How do we pass him? What's the rule? What's the rule on the table? What? The rational of Umra. He's been in the fashas, something in the fashas, the Kula. Right? Why is anybody a layer shit that someone's got a Misa? So we don't give a Misa, right? If it's a Mitzvah Raisa, so we pass him the Umra. If it's Sufik Mamin, so we let the Mosa call the Mamin. We have rules for a table. Shalach is Mesutik, what's the din? If you have a teku in our in Suffolk, for example, The Shaila later in the Gemara, if one kind of left to die for him to go out, or two types kind of to die, well, I said, that's true, that case is there too. It's a bad way issue. How do you classify Safik? Because the Mishnah Melech Safik, the Mefasinov says, what do you mean? It's a Safik Kapara. Safik Dereisha, he has a Kapara, he goes to Galus. Mahashmir. Mefasinov says, Mahashmir, Safik Dereisha, Mahashmir. The Mishnah Melech other side is, maybe it's Safik Dereisha. Suffix the fascist lahakim. Why would you say, based on what we're talking, what? Suffix the fascist, the ground down is not a killer. Suffix. What? Yeah, I'm saying, but since something like lahakim, so we'll pass him, he's green, and he can leave dollars. Because he can leave dollars, but the person can't kill him, the suffix. What? If you separate the demon, you separate the Dingai Adam, you separate the Dingai Adam from the Galus, then maybe you could say different than what I'm about to say. Now let's just talk about the demon of the Gaila Adam though. And if Gaila Adam is Psak Bezdin, then it's Chayim Nisa. That's what it's called. Psak Bezdin, then it's Chayim Nisa. So something is Pashas Mahatma. Now if it's Psak Bezdin, it's Chayim Nisa through the Gaila Adam. This would be Safik Nefashis, it would be Lahakam. However, if the din of the Gaila Adam is only a din, that if he killed him, he's Pater. So in this case, what would be the din if he killed him? So he'd be Pater anyway. Right? We don't know for sure to be Mechayev him. Right? If Pen Nechad Lavava, he's an honest. Now he killed him. So we say, yeah, it was only a Safik if he allowed to kill him. Nothing, he's a Sufi. He's not going to be Chayim Nisa now. He's there like that. So, what? Because maybe you're going to have to kill him. It's true. If it's a Psak Bezdin, then you should have passed him allowed. If the first, if you learn the first way that Psak Bezdin, the Psak was, he's not allowed. It's not a Psak Bezdin. It's just a question of when we consider him to be an harmless. So now there's a possibility that he still has these use of honor. As long as he had the... Well, that has nothing to do with this. The question of the cloud. So apparently, as long as we give him an Einish, we expect that it shouldn't be a couple of others. The Einish is something. So, because the Einish was satisfied. So if he tied his honors, that would be off the hook. Right, maybe this way it's not going to be a little bit fetch. But I think it's fetch. You can think about it. I think it's logical, but okay. Yeah. You can take it or leave it, either way. Yes. Okay, now that we have established these two ways of learning of the Kayach of the Gaila Adam, you have two ways to learn, and it's clear to us that it would be many not Kaminis. Now let's get back to the mission. So I have to tell you first something which will come up in the Gemara on Yud Amid Beis, but without it, you can't learn the mission. It's a shy. On Yud Amid Beis, the Bach says, Nagoy Sabbath, that there are two demons of the Gaila Adam. One, until he gets to the Ir Miklat, and a second din, once he's in the Ir Miklat, if he leaves. So the Bach says, and this is probably Pashut Pshat, I don't think anybody argues, that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili argue if it's a mitzvah or a mishus, that's only once he's in the Ir Miklat, and he then leaves the Ir Miklat. Once he's there and then he leaves, so it's a machlokes if it's a mitzvah or a rishus. And that's the lashon of the Mishnah Yud Aleph on the days. But Zeyah Sheyatza, Chutz Lachutz, Rasech, who left the tchum of the Ir Miklat, the guy says, really under mitzvah, and Kibay Marisha. That's once he left the Ir Miklat. However, until he gets to the Ir Miklat, it's also for the Goel Adam to kill him. The Goel Adam is not allowed to kill him until he gets to the Ir Miklat. Just that if he does, he's pater. Yichamu Babai. Yeah? If he does, he's pater. Yichamu Babai. But he's not allowed to. And the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos says the word aser. That it's pater aser. Until he gets to the mikvah, you're not allowed to kill him. And it's not the way we thought of it.
Why,
yeah?
Why are you not allowed to kill him?
Why are you not allowed to kill him? Because that's the job is, the mitzvah of the Torah is he should go to an Ir Miklat. So until he goes, the reason really is, because the lashon of the Torah, when the Torah says you're allowed to kill him, the lashon of the pasuk is, in yatsa yetzei haretzeach mi'ir miklatai, if yatsa yetzei haretzeach mi'ir miklatai, then it says, v'ratzach v'ladamus haretzeach eim oidam. That's the lashon of the Torah. The Torah says if he leaves, then he'll kill him. Sure, mitzvah, or whatever. What's that? So there are two demons. There's one demon until he gets there and make life, and one demon once he gets there and he leaves. Oh, so why is he popular if he kills him on the way? So that is a member of the Gemara on Yudamid Beis. Rafuna says that if he kills him, he's popular. That's where the Bach says that he's talking on the way there. And that's because of Kiyicham Lavava. By the base of the back.
In Russian.
Yeah, I'm not here. I was here this morning. Rashi, okay? The person says, well, what's Rafuna saying? I'm Rafuna. Ritzeach shagala l'ir miklat. Ritzeach shagala meaning here that he's going to the Ir Miklat. Umatagana b'hargay pata. What do you mean b'hargay pata? Of course you're pata. That's the whole parasha. What's Rafuna talking about? You're going to mitzvah, Rishus. What's Rafuna talking about? Right? It's the sixth of the wide line. Seventh wide line. So that the Bach is explaining that he's talking on the way shagala l'ir miklat. He's on the way to the Ir Miklat. So there are two demons. One is on the way to the Ir Miklat, and one is the one he's there. Now, I think Yaakov asked that Sarhoyas, he's a smart guy, he'll never go to the Ir Miklat. Just won't go, and then the person's never allowed to kill him. And so then he says that Avada, if he doesn't go, he can be killed. It only means if he's going, he makes the point that it's only if he's going. He's on the way to the Ir Miklat. That's what the Baruch Hashem wants of him. He should go. When he goes to the Ir Miklat, that's the picture. That is, Maisr and Maishnei Tamidei Chachamim, Shema Yagenu Kedera, this thing that we give him to Tamidei Chachamim, that on the way to the Ir Miklat, we give two Tamidei Chachamim that go along, and they, their job is to convince the Goel Adam not to kill the right side. That's Shad Mishnah. My Shnei Tavi Nechava. So far so good? Okay, this is all Shad. Here's the Shad. So put back the Pasuk in Chayav Misa. So what do we do? It's not Chayav Misa. It's like Chayav Gavu. That's the Pasuk in the Rishayav Mishai Gave. So what do? We give him two Tavi Nechavim and they take him. Question, what is the job of these Tamei Chachamim? We know they're supposed to talk. What happens if they talk and it doesn't help? Are they supposed to be active in protecting this Mitzvah? In other words, do they just talk, or do they do something? Maybe they have to protect the Mitzvah too from the Gaila down. So here we have a difference of opinion. The Chazanish says, they don't protect them. All their job is to talk. Try to convince them. And that's it. What's his raya? What? The double end of, okay. And his raya is because we're giving two Tamidei Chachamim. Why do we should give him two big muscular guys? The idea is to protect him. We should, why are you saying two Tamidei Chachamim for? Is there a father alone to protect him? You know, you gotta go and get a big, strong person. And, he'll protect. Why don't we send strong people? Alamai, the Raya is at the Chazanish, that we send Shnei Tamidei Chachamim, because their job is just to convince the guy like that.
I
think you'll be much more successful in convincing him if you send strong people who can beat him up. That's a good way of convincing him not to do it. I'll go part of this is the opinion of the Chazanish. And Rav Shach, and that yes, he brings this down. And he's not Tmiya, he says he doesn't understand. It's usur for the Goyal Adam to kill him, and we don't stop him. What do you mean? If it's usur for the Goyal Adam to kill him on the way, Shach says he doesn't understand. Well, what are you talking about? You don't kill him. You don't stop him. Of course you stop him. It's not even sure if it's usur. It's Shach Kasha. The Kasha is, Rav Shach here from the Chazanish, he says, why do you mean they only talk to him, they don't stop him? Well, what kind of thing is that? I mean, if he's not allowed to kill him, so you stop him. It's Davi Ezri, the Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Hei, Halacha Tes, or it's Gimel. It's one paragraph, he brings the Chazanish, and this is Gimel. Okay, Rabbi Shmulezovsky was the other way around. Shmulezovsky, he doesn't bring Rosh Hashanah, he just brings the Chazanish. He says it's probably, if you learn that Gaon Adam has certain schusim, he has rights. So, or is it just that he's an honest? How would you decide this? I can tell you how Shmulezovsky says it. Let's see, I think one way is easier, one way is harder. It is just that he's an artist, he can't control himself. Then I think Rosh Hashanah sure makes more sense. Stop it! If it's us for him to do it, just tell you, Kicham Lavala, he can't control himself. But then Rosh Hashanah is right, then you should stop him. However, if it's a schus that the Goyal Adam has, it's a schus that he has monopoly, you get out of jail free, right? He has a pass. He doesn't know how to kill this person. But it's a schus he has. He has a schus that if he kills him, he has a pass. He doesn't get punished. If it's a schus, then the Chazanish is more understandable. He has this schus. We try to talk him out of it, he's really not supposed to kill him. He just has this schus, this out. So Shmulezovsky is probably a tyrant also in these two things. It's still shver on Rosh Hashanah, the Chazanish is kasha, why we don't give. I think you should give strong people to watch. Chazanish says something interesting. He says, the Goyal Adam runs, right? Not the Goyal Adam. The Ritzach runs to the Yer Mikvah. From the Yer Mikvah, he goes to Bezdin. And from Bezdin, when they pass him that he's five dollars, he goes back. Right? So he actually makes two trips. He makes one trip from the Yermikvah to Bezdin, and one trip from Bezdin back to the Yermikvah. So, the Mishnah says, Maisa Lai Shnei Tamidei Chachamim. And Bishot was Zitnei Ilai, the Lach Kawai to Mishon. That they, Bezdin brings. Why? So the Mishnah says, why does it say, Maisa Lai Shnei Tamidei Chachamim, only on the way from Bez until to Gol. From Bez into Gol. Why not from Gol, from the Ir Miklat back to Bez? Same thing, sure. You could tell me that's not. Then he says, no. From the Ir Miklat to Bez, then he sent two Shimer, two strong people, to Bali Akisa. Because when he's going from God, from the Amikla to Bezdin, then the guy doesn't know how to kill him. He didn't have anything yet. He doesn't know yet that he killed his father. It's only once Bezdin passes, then Moshe Shlai Shnei Tavir Hashem, only on the way back. So on the way back, Yitaka can't stop him. But if he's the Tavir Hashem to try to talk about it. This is the side of the power of the Goyim Adam. Let's just see the first few lines of Gemara. Tana Rabbana Shalom Shalom Hibdil Moshe Beva Yarden Kinezdo Hibdil Yeshua Be'eret Kinaan U'mukuvan Esayu Kinishtei Shua Yeshua Bekerem. They were pretty close opposite each other. Tavon B'Yehuda Kinegan Batsa B'Midbar Shechem Ba'ar Efraim Kinegan Rami Begila Tadish Ba'ar Tadish Kinegan Zerba B'Basham Shilashta, the Torah says Shilashta, Shilm Shilashta. Shilm Dar Lechavim, Lechavim Lechavim, Lechavim Lechavim, Lechavim Lechavim, Lechavim Lechavim, Lechavim Lechavim, Lechavim Lechavim. I think you all understand, I'm going to draw you a map, and you have this, right, let's see how it's set up. Beinah Yadi Tlas, Beinah Yisrael Tlas, I'm going to buy it, but you want Shriki Reis. I'm going to get back to this, I just want to ask you a kasha, which I did not find in the Farshim. And I hope you can find me an answer. Maybe you'll tell me the story again. The Gemara says Eidah Ayayden had more rights, so it needed an extra, maybe it would have divided it 4 and 2, it's divided 3 and 2. I just don't understand, because you have 48 cities of refuge. You have 48 already mikvahs. The 6 were not so special. The only difference between these 6 and the other 42 is that these 6 say Nidas, Mishmai Nidas. The person went in just on a shopping spree. He happened to be in the city, it's Chayim. The 42, he has to go to Kavan, the Dar. So I don't understand. The 42 cities were divided evenly, 4 per Shevet. One Shevet was 3, one Shevet was 5, but it averaged out pretty much, it was 4 per Shevet. The Shvatim on Eva Yardeg, and the Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael proper, it was equal, the number of cities. So what is the Gilad Shchichi writes then, so we have to give 3 Alei Miklat and 3. What do you gain? All you're going to gain is someone kills and he goes into the city, Shalai Nidas, he'll have one extra city to go in Shalai Nidas. What does that help? And you need a lot of cities that are can have a place to run. So what does it help? I don't understand the whole Gemara. Calls a man, you think of 6 cities. The Gemara makes sense. As soon as you think of 48, it wasn't 24 on one side, 24 on the other. Not at all. It was divided evenly among the Shvatim. So how do you look Pasha Pshat this Gemara? Somebody has to ask the cash. I'm not the first one to throw the cash. But why would
Levin live in? Happened to be happened in the back.
Or 48, the Ari Miklat, they live in.
They would.
I mean, they had nicer accommodations.
Yeah.
That's true, that they had nice accommodations. Yes, they had nice accommodations. I assume that the way Tzayach, when he came, if he's a rich man, he got nice accommodations, and he's a poor man, he got poor accommodations, just like in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Or in Miklat, they gave him a room. So somebody will have a terrace for Sunday, just a chance.